finding the body in a comfortable, easy, upright posture. Well supported under the sit bones, allowing the belly to relax, low back to relax. Sitting up high enough that the knees rest on the floor or are supported by blankets or blocks. And high up enough that the creases of the hips are level with or higher than the knees, allowing the bowl of the hips to tip forward slightly and the belly to soften. And you might take a few fuller breaths down into the body, feeling the belly move with the breath. Arriving in the sitting posture after a full day, we feel the echo or resonance of the day as vibration, as a kind of momentum through the body mind. Conversations you've had, work you've done, play you've done, things you're troubled about, things you're excited about are all present as it's kind of spilling over sensations, feelings in the body and heart, mind. All of it present as we arrive to meet ourselves, to become intimate with ourselves here for a period of practice. The weave of meditation practice can be thought of as an oscillation between being awake to or intimate with or consciously aware of the various waves of feeling and experience that move through us and change constantly. Sensations, thoughts, feelings. The flicker of comfort and discomfort as they change moment to moment. And the training in steadiness. Using the breath or the sense of the body and its posture or the river of sounds as an anchor for our attention. The breath as a comfortable anchor, if it is comfortable. Is the heart of what is are often considered basic meditation instructions to bring our attention to the rise and fall of breath in the body, to the experience of the breathing body. To invite a natural, unforced breath. Allowing the body the freedom to breathe in its own way, however that is right now. And becoming intimate with the rising breath or the in-breath. And with the falling or out-breath. And another in-breath and another out-breath. Our training not to become bored or restless in relation to the breath, but to keep returning to breathing as a home for our attention that is so easily pulled away into thought, into reactivity, into anxiety and fear. As you feel the body breathing, allowing your attention to settle into that one perception, the rising and falling breath. You'll feel the pull toward other things. Sensations will pull your attention. You might want to think about or get involved with a certain ache in the body or an idea about the body. You might get involved in a story in the mind, planning, remembering, analyzing, judging. All of these are habits connected to that which is painful, stressful, clinging to the pleasant, pushing away the unpleasant, not noticing the neutral. Our practice with the breath is to learn a steadiness of attention. Even to learn that resting in contact with this body in this moment, these breaths, these sounds, these feelings, has a bliss or a joy of its own that is different from anything we could think about or figure out. Anytime you find yourself lost in thought, as soon as you notice, turning your attention away from the story in the mind to the feelings in the breathing body, and noticing the constriction in the heart or belly as you come back to the breathing body. Noticing how everything that pulls us away also has a component in the body and the heart. We want to connect with that. The story in the mind is about something you like. Noticing and coming back to the pleasure in the body associated with that thing. And from there, noticing that pleasure settles as we contact it, and we return to the breath. Noticing an anxious thought, we turn our attention to the contraction or the racing in the body, the uncomfortable body. But if we stay with it for a few moments without returning to the story, that also settles, releases again into just being here. And the breath returns. So our practice in some ways is to make a space for the heart to settle more and more into itself. Let go of the patterns of continual re-triggering and feel safe, feel grounded or held for a few moments and then a few more. Allowing the subtle ease of doing less, of resting here in the present, no longer lost. As we practice in silence, distraction will come, and our own discipline is to be as awake as we can, returning our attention again and again to body, comfort and discomfort, the settling of comfort and discomfort, and returning to the anchor of the breath and the deepening steadiness and silence throughout our being.